Hayom, today, the sound of the shofar implores us to wake up, to stop sleeping through life. Hayom, today is Yom Teruah, the day of the shofar blasts. And the sound of the shofar has the power to jolt us from even the deepest spiritual unconsciousness. Hayom, today, our liturgy reminds us we must wake up to our lives. Yet, even on this magnificent day, when we have the benefit of music, liturgy, a beautiful space, and the uplifting presence of one another to inspire us, even on this day, we can still find ourselves distracted. Not fully present from time to time, let alone on other days when we can find a million reasons to check out. On the one hand, we want to be awake, mindful, present to our lives, yet on the other, we can find ourselves distracted at every turn. Avoidance is the denial of life. While we avoid for many reasons, often, our avoidance is our response to something that pains us or makes us uncomfortable. We numb out, disconnect. We may watch shows, have a drink, or turn to food for distractions to help us dissociate from the here and now when the here and now is getting too tough. And this is easier now than ever, now that most of us have access to distraction in our pockets 24/7. We look for a quick dopamine hit from a cute picture, or likes on our post, or a witty comment that we find amusing. Maybe we learn a new recipe for eggs Florentine, or for Kugel. Maybe we get a sense of brief relief from whatever it is that we're avoiding. But eventually, when we come up from air, from the infinity scroll, we're still in the same spot, avoiding the same thing. The things that we do to disconnect from the present do not nourish us spiritually. They take us away from ourselves. But this is the time of teshuvah, returning. We need to find the strength, tenacity, and even bravery to allow ourselves to sit with discomfort, to be present to it, to be vulnerable. It is only when we are present to that which causes us pain that we can move with it and grow. There is no way to avoid it. All of us have times of suffering, shame, loss, anxiety, and sadness. Tears clear out our eyes so we can see. We need tears to clear away that which blocks us. Sometimes when we allow the heart to be truly open, tears come to nourish it. A Kabbalistic text teaches there is a palace of tears to which no one can gain entrance except through crying. Maybe the shofar's cry helps us to enter into such a palace. The shofar plays different kinds of blasts, tekiah, shivarim, and truah. The length of a tekiah, is equal to 3 teruahs, teruah, and the length of a teruah is equal to 3 sobs, 3 cries. The Magid of Mezerich needed someone to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Many people wanted this honor, so a time was set aside for auditioning. The Magid was present at the audition of each shofar blower. Every person had the opportunity to share with the Magid how they focused their intention to prepare for this holy moment of blowing the shofar. Each performance was more impressive than the one before, and when each shofar blower shared the complex and intricate intentions that they were thinking about as they blew the shofar, their responses were very impressive. Moshe, the water carrier, had learned about the contest and wanted to audition. But every time he thought about going forward to try, he became distracted by other things. He was about to go to the audition when he suddenly stopped to observe the sheep as they grazed. He'd go later. When later came, he was going to go to the audition. But then he just decided to stop and enjoy a glass of water with his wife, as they had both had long days. He'd audition later. When later came, he was going to go to the audition when he looked around the house and began to rearrange the modest furniture. When he finally showed up at the audition, he was quite late and shaking in his shoes as he blew powerfully into the shofar. The Magid asked him what he was thinking of as he blew the shofar. And Moshe confessed, "I'm ashamed to tell you that I didn't know how to focus my mind on something holy. As I blew the shofar, I felt as if I was crying to God. I work very hard and have many troubles in my life. I sometimes don't have enough money for my family. So all I was thinking as I blew the shofar was, please, God, help me. I cannot do this without you." The Magid selected Moshe, the water carrier, to blow shofar for the congregation, declaring that the prayer of a sincere and broken heart opens the gates of heaven. These tears purify you as well as the world. This is the time to allow our hearts to break open. Rosh Hashanah is also called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembering. We remember who we are at our core. Hashivenu Adonai Elecha v'nashuva. Return us, O God, to you, and we shall be renewed. May it be so. Shana Tova.